Hello, everybody. Kyle here, and welcome to the very first episode of our 7 Days to Die cast series. And I don't know if that name's going to stay, but my name is Kyle. I'm here with the Revelator Podcast Network, and I want to welcome you to this inaugural episode. We're talking about Alpha 19.5, which is wonderful, in my opinion. For streamers out there like myself on Twitch, this offers a really, really high level of Twitch integration where the chat can participate by spawning in zombies, buffs, debuffs, and more. We're going to talk about that just in a little bit, but I want to give everyone a very quick overview for my background. I have been playing 7 Days to Die since 2017, exclusively on PC. My heart breaks for all you console folks out there waiting for an update that may never come. But for me, I've been playing since 2017, and I want to say that was maybe Alpha 14. I got in before electricity. I know that. I really want to say it might have been 13, 14. 13 could have been when I first got there. I seem to maybe remember a 14 update. I definitely remember 15, 16, and beyond. So it's been a good long while. I have clocked somewhere over 700 and maybe 800 hours into this game now on Steam. Play it quite often, but not all the time. I would say I play it for a couple weeks at a go when an update comes out with my friends, and then we put it down for maybe a month, two, three, whatever we need to kind of go and dork around with other games. Then we come back and play it really, really hard whenever there's something new. So go figure. Alpha 19.5 rolls up in the experimental beta. This is what, maybe a week or two ago? I'm recording this on June 3rd now. And as of June 3rd, this is out for everyone, so you can just go and get the live of it. But 19.5, what goes on? What do we do? I'm actually in the game right now, so I can kind of walk us through it just a smidge. But the first thing you're going to do if you're a streamer is hit escape in the game, go to the options menu, and then there's a Twitch button that's been added. So you got your video settings, audio controls, and then Twitch. From there, you click a login, which is going to make people authorize off of their Twitch page. Go ahead and click authorize there. You may now close the window. Great. It adds a bot to your Twitch chat so that it can announce things to people. Let me see what else we're looking at before I go into kind of the announcements. We're seeing a Twitch settings menu in front of us. We can disconnect it. Allow or disallow visual effects. That's one of the debuffs people can cast on you is blurry vision, distortions on the screen. So if you're someone that's sensitive to that type of thing, if it makes you nauseous or otherwise, go ahead and turn that off. This, they're going to get huge kudos throughout this episode because the Twitch integration did not spare anything. They seemingly gave it almost all the controls I could wish for. I did find one when I was streaming live and I didn't write it down. That's my bad. Maybe it was just flexibility in changing some of these costs of things. I know that was a little bit of a dealio for me. So let's go down further. We can choose to have this on and off during Blood Moons. You can choose to have free points in the Twitch chat, meaning that as your people are watching every 10 seconds, they're gathering a certain amount. Oh, there's a hover over here somewhere. So disabled means no free points. Standard means 1 point per 10 seconds for 5 minutes. Ah, they have to be active chatters to get it too. Ooh, okay. As a guy that's been a full-time streamer, twitch.tv/Kyle Paranormal, having people be active chatters is big. I left Twitch for a year, got harassed and death threats and stuff, and I left. I was like, that's too much trolls over there getting troll raided and all kinds of bad stuff. So I stepped away from it. But at the time, we would have about 100 or so people in our chat. Nowadays, a little bit less because, again, hiatus for a year. This is really, really handy. So the audience, only gets to collect these points while they're actively chatting. I love my lurkers, no doubt. Lurkers, we do love you, but this encourages people to be active, which is really helpful to the streamer. So you can choose 1 point per 10 seconds for 5 minutes, double is 2 points, triple is 3 points per 10 seconds for 5 minutes. Really, really cool. Subscribe to the streamer's channel to get double points. So if you become a subscriber, a paid subscriber on the page, you'll get double points to mess with us. Use progression is turned on for me. What that means is when you start the game as a little new character, you will not be completely overwhelmed and mobbed by all of your chat summoning things in. They have a restriction on how many items they can spawn in at a time. based on your game level, I think it is, it's your game stage or your character's level most of all, maybe. I've noticed that when I ding a new level, that is when our chatbot goes off, the one that they automatically add for you, and tells the chat what they can do. Tells them new monsters they can summon, new buffs they can summon, all that good stuff. So we got cooldowns here. Maybe it'll tell me a little bit more if I hover over it. Sets the level of global cooldown. This includes the amount of spawns to trigger cooldowns, cooldown durations, and Blood Moon grace period amount. The spawn amounts increase and the cooldown durations decrease as your game stage progresses. So, yeah, you could basically turn these on no cooldown. I think I had that on with my higher level character. That way people in chat could just continue to use what they want. Action cooldown. Set the action cooldown modifier for all actions. This applies to the time between using the same action for all viewers. We're going to touch on that too. That one means consecutive use. So global cooldown would seem to say that people can't spawn in too much back to back to back. There's a little bit of a cooldown between summons. Action cooldown means that each action can only be done once at a time. Before we get into the points, let's actually spend some time and talk about these actions. I don't want to just be rambling with no sense of anything there for you guys. So if I'm in game and I choose, here we go. What you're going to notice when it's turned on, once you've linked your Twitch account and you actually go back into the combat stylings of the game, you will see that there is a cooldown box on the right hand side. Mine says cooldown. Right now, I think that's just because it's probably just started and it's trying to maybe warn me that I've got 4 minutes before people can start summoning in zombies. At that stage, the cooldown window is going to start cycling through all on its own. So your Twitch viewers can actually see what they can summon. If you're someone that wants to come by my stream and check it out, you're going to notice, again, right-hand corner, pretty much right under the quest log, that there is this cycling list. And it's all about using hashtag commands in chat. Gonna go into our little Twitch info panel here. One thing I can recommend, hit the settings on it. You need to free up your mouse cursor. So while you're in game, let's say you got your shotgun out and you're staring forward, hit tab, get into your inventory, something like that. Then you get your mouse cursor and you can go over and you can click on a cogwheel. Again, this is right under your quest log. And it says Twitch info. You open that up. It is a whole menu of the actions available because you are able to disable them a la carte. If you want to shut off certain types, by all means. The first page we dropped into was the actions page. Things like summoning in 4x4 part crates, ammo crates, summoning a bear to attack us, a big mama zombie, bicycle parts. When we click on these, we again are presented with the ability to disable them. But it also shows us up at the top, like again, once we've clicked on any of these types, we can see what game stage is available. So ammo crate 1 is available at game stage 0. It has a cooldown of 2 minutes. Point cost would cost someone in chat 75 points. We talked about how they get them for free. I should have also mentioned at the time that you get them for bits as well. So great way to support streamers. Not only do chat get free bits or free points, not only do they get double those free points when they become a subscriber, but also if they choose to give you bits on their own, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. 100 bits is 100 pimp points. Special points seem to be the other ones. No, I said that totally opposite right there. I'm reading it right in front of me. Pimp points are earned by actively chatting in the streamer's chat. It says by default, you earn 1 per 10 seconds for 5 minutes. 2 if you're a subscriber. So like we talked about earlier, doubled. These points are only available to the... I see. Oh, this is big. Look, we're learning as we talk. Pimp points are only available to the current save game. Meaning if you come by my stream and I'm playing save X and you are there, you're chatting. And 2 days pass and you come by the stream again and I'm playing game Y. Those free pimp points will not be available to you for game Y. If we go back to X, they should, but for Y, they will not be. Special points, on the other hand, are earned from spending bits in the channel and also by winning the pimp pot. Talk about that in a sec. These are available to any save game you play. Both point types are used for activating actions. The default point cap for pimp points is 1,000. for non-subs and 2,000 for subscribers. So there we go. There's a difference between special points and pimp points. Pimp points are free. You get them for just being in chat. Get double if you're a subscriber. That's a paid thing on Twitch. It's free to subscribe here, though, to this podcast. I will take a quick aside to say that it's totally free to subscribe here and now. Please do. Hey, if you even have multiple podcast apps, drop a follow in each. Drop a follow in each. It adds to our download count. Helps us negotiate different ad deals in the future. All kinds of cool stuff. Gets us out there. Helps us in the Apple charts. It literally does. Drop a follow. Send to a friend. Share in Discords that you're allowed to. Promote where you can. It helps a ton. I really want to get this show going. Again, longtime lover of it. We do a lot of other podcasts. So just brief aside to say, I'd love to keep doing this. And if they're going to keep like up in their ante like this more and more and more, like the 7 days to die we're playing now, updates like this would make Kyle 2017 just go, excuse me? I mean, if you really only start playing 7 days to die in 2019 onwards, I think that's when they dropped the HD stuff. Maybe the HD came in 2020. But if you played pre-2019, that game's so different. It looks different. This looks gorgeous. I mean, the HD textures they have at times, I'm like, wow. Literally zero offense to the fun pimps, but back in 2017, the graphics were not great. They were rough. There's still rough stuff, of course, right? It's a growing team. It's a burgeoning game. It's growing. It's coming up. It's been out for a while with a cult-like fan base. But stuff like this, this feels so quality. This is so detailed. I mean, again, I came on here and I was like, oh, I'll just do a 5-minute episode about this. Like, it'll be really, really short. And then I sit here and I'm looking through this. I'm like, I got to tell you guys a million and one things because this system was so comprehensive in the right ways. Again, lots of great toggles. You can turn off the effects that bother you visually in the one menu. You can turn off other like individual effects in here. Now, one thing I'd like to add, and I should maybe go back. Ooh, sorry to jump around, but I did bring up the visual effect. So if you turn off the visual effect sets, if you use the visual effects, okay. So we're back in that Twitch settings main menu for just one sec. Allowing the vision effects, you can turn them on or off. If you opt out of the vision effects, you do still accrue an alternative buff. It calls itself, and this is the official game text here, says the visual effect alt debuff. So again, if you turn off the visual effects from the Twitch settings menu, you will get an alternative debuff. I should also really add in, this is probably the appropriate time, that say that these debuffs, these buffs or debuffs applied to your team affect everyone on the team. So they can be applied to you, but they affect the whole team. That's why that alt thing is very helpful. I have players on my team that, you know, that really bothers them visually. And I said, go in there, turn it off. You're still going to have something fun to play with. Like, it's still going to kind of hurt you sort of in some sort of way. But we were going through, we're talking about how we earn these points. These tips are also baked into the game too. A lot of the ones I'm reading off to you, these are baked right in. So as we were looking through those crates and everything, and I was telling you like, oh yeah, the game stages and here's the cooldowns and all these tips are next to that. They're all right below it. So you can skip through them. I mean, I'm going to call them out for you guys so we can just chat about it today. Now I'm looking under one that says chat commands here. So it goes on to say the Twitch integration relies on your live stream viewers to spend points by using commands. They can check their point balance at any time with hashtag checkpoints or hashtag CP. The default target for action commands is the streamer. That means when someone's casting a summon that bear, summon Big Mama, it's going to default spawn in and come after me as the streamer. So it says some actions such as spawning enemies or supply crates can be used to target specific party members by adding the player name or party number order after the command. Number, I didn't know that. So for example, it's saying you could do hashtag command and then target. So for example, if you came into my chat and you wanted to attack me, you could just do hashtag spawn underscore mama. And it's gonna spawn in a Big Mama. That'd cost you 50 points. I have to be at game stage 10, which I'm pretty sure this new save is anyway. It has something in here called a random daily. I think that means that some of these buffs are not available every day. And that's one thing I don't seem to be able to change within the game. So random daily, I'm looking through. It does seem that some of these are only available on like certain in-game days. The game cycle literally will it'll change the list of available debuffs and buffs based on, you know, just some RNG there. So you come in, you do hashtag big under, you do hashtag spawn underscore mama. She'd spawn in and come after me. But let's say you wanted to go after our friend Mac Raven. You come into chat, you do hashtag command, hashtag spawn underscore, say you want to spawn a biker at her. So hashtag spawn underscore biker space Mac Raven blood for her in-game name. It's also her Twitch name. And that would spawn a zombie running right at her. It looks like in one of their examples, they say, yeah, they actually have some examples right baked into this. That's cool. So you could do hashtag supply underscore weapon one, the number one, and that will target by number of party member shown in the party order. Aha. So you don't even really need to get the name right. If you're coming to chat and you're like, you know, I don't want to just target Kyle all the time. How about target, you know, you could do hashtag spawn normal two, and that would, you know, go after whoever's number two on the list at that time. Do make sure the underscore's in there. It's very particular on getting the spellings right, of course, because these are just little chat commands. Rolling off some others just to grow some interest. People can spawn in demolition zombies, dire wolves. Moving on to some specific ones. Supplies, there's ammo crates. Those scale by your game stage, which is really nice. So you're getting level appropriate armor, ammo, weapons, book crates. Bicycle part crates, electrical crates with electrical supplies in it, weapon crates, utility crates. I mean, it's nice. Oh, and I really want to emphasize, these crate drops act not exactly like an airdrop. They just appear really close to you with a very nice sprite on the screen. So again, to anyone that like came in when they just added the quest sprites and all that, like visual identifiers on the screen for turrets and everything, they're going ham with that feature, and it is so, so good. That way you're not losing your crates. It tells you who it was spawned in for. If it's a zombie that was spawned in, it tells you over it who it's going after, I want to say. Or maybe it says the name of who spawned it. And it also tells you in-game. This all happens in the chat log too. So if you press T in-game, this will all be coming in as server commands. So this is like, again, it's a well-built system. I am always impressed when these smaller development teams just rock up and just completely bulldoze the work of huge, huge AAA studios. Like, this to me is what all games should be doing. And I've not seen it done well to this point. Again, I don't want to diminish like anyone out there trying hard to implement Twitch integration in their stuff. I just haven't witnessed it anywhere near this level. I do remember there was that game Vermintide. I never played that, but I know that had some. Chat could send in some buffs there as well. But this is new. The reason I'm excited, for those of you out there who play a lot of single player games, I'm not a PvP man at all, like not an iota. So I always like my PvE, player versus environment. That can be limiting based on what the AI is capable of in any game. Because let's face it, the AI in video games is not artificial intelligence. It's just some scripting and coding to say, hey, there's a heat source over there, go eat it. And that's, you know, our zombies have all these pathing mechanics behind them, blah, 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 blah. And the game developers build their POIs. But once we beat a POI a couple times, you kind of know it, right? You kind of know. 7 Days to Die is really great about redoing the excitement. Like, it's very, very replayable. But still, you get to a point, you memorize it. We can't expect them to pop out new buildings every day for us. This is that middle ground where we're leveraging the audience. The audience is the dungeon master now, and I adore that. I've come to realize something in 2020, which is that I, in my games, just crave a dungeon master. I play a lot of Stellaris, the 4X game by Paradox Studios. We have a podcast called Stellaris Emergency Broadcast. Go give it a subscribe if you like sci-fi sort of stuff. Really great. I love that game. Again, a game that would benefit from having a dungeon master, because it's equivalent to playing like a Civilization game, Sid Meier's Civilization, where the AI is building and it's taking land, but it doesn't have a human element. Eventually you learn the AI and you learn how to play it and you learn to trap it in its own weaknesses. But when you got players doing stuff like this, needing to chat with you in chat to get these points, needing to pay for you as a streamer to keep, you know, so you can pay your bills and all that. They're giving bits and subs to do more with this so that they can come into the game and destroy you more. Well, in some ways, that's like video gaming heaven, is it not? Like, that's literally one of the that literally is kind of the closest, one of the closest approaches to video game heaven I've seen, where you're actually getting the best of all worlds. And the chat is loving it from what I've seen. So rock on. This is amazing. We still got things to cover, though. I'm at a ramble point. There are buffs and debuffs. You can boost melee weapon damage. You can boost range damage on the counter side. People can actually turn off your melee ability, so you can't use melee for 30 seconds. They can do a cancel range. They can slow you from walking. They can slow or weaken your melee. And I'm also reading here that if someone would apply the weaken melee debuff, it says it will cancel boost melee if enabled on the target or reduce the melee damage to the target and their party for 30 seconds. That's interesting. So you can either cancel out each other's buffs in chat, like start a little flame war between yourselves, or you could just hurt people for the fun of it, you know, or buff them. Please, buffs are welcome. There's special effects too. There's some scares in there, scare effects. Those are, again, you know, a popular thing on Twitch. I did notice the scares weren't very scary. I think they need to be louder or something. To the game dev team, if this podcast is ever listened to by them, hi, thanks for listening, first of all, and your game is awesome and I love it. But aside from that, that could use its own volume slider, I think, the scare effects. I, as a streamer, I don't play with my game at full volume, especially not 7 Days to Die, because it's a game, it's probably my loudest game I play with all the kabooms. Just think about standing near turret on a horde night, right? I turn that down. So the downside to that is these scare effects are also down, down, down. Giving them another slider with it or something could be nice. I know that's really tricky to do sort of sound balancing. I mean, coming from a streamer, it's very hard. I will say it's very tricky to do multi-sound balance. You got your music, your game, your audio, your co-host. It's four different sound channels you're managing. Now, if you got your game doing a second level of volume, like the scare effects in there, it gets to be a lot. So if there could be a slider, that'd be really nice. I'd appreciate that a ton. I'm sure others would too. Oh, hey, this is a random cool one that I think people don't know a ton about. It's not very clear in its wording in the list or anything. It doesn't give chat much to know about. But if you see someone spawn in a mob in game, hashtag spawn underscore normal, let's say, and I get up on the roof to get away from it, you could still get me. Hashtag pull is available at game stage zero. It has a 1 minute cooldown, costs 50 points, and pulls all spawned enemies to the target so they can't escape. And it'll also say it's disabled if no spawned enemies exist. That's really nice to know. That is incredible. I escaped someone's bear once by jumping onto a roof really quickly. It always impresses me when chat spawning things in, I actually pat myself on the back because I can see where I've gotten better at the game. Like, it's just these things that you wouldn't know how to respond to, because, you know, again, it's not typical, right? You're not expecting a bear to just pop out of nowhere. And so it poofs in. And I remember I like jumped onto a dumpster and I jumped onto an awning and I went up on the roof and I was like, I'm safe. Yay. And then someone hashtag pulled it right next to me. I was like, ah, there I go, leaping onto the next building. It's creating really extraordinarily fun moments. And I think that's all we can ask for with it is to keep going. Hey, there is one big addition. As we start to wrap up this episode, I might find a couple other things. I warn you, I might talk your ear off for another 10 minutes in a sec. I don't know. There's so many cool things. I could go into detail about this. People can shock nearby enemies, burn nearby enemies, degrade your gear, repair your gear. One that actually sucks in the special list is spoil. I'm going to disable that right now for the save game. This one's brutal. I don't like this one. I feel like spoil should... I'm just giving this as like some kind of feedback. I don't know. Spoil kicks in at game stage 30. What am I game stage at right now? Game stage 14. So I'm halfway there. We only played this game for about 3 hours. We played on 200% XP for a quicker kind of catch up. We were just in another one, you know, busting our butts not long ago. So we wanted to do this one kind of nice and quick and have fun with it. Spoil is a bummer because at stage 30 in the game, people can just nuke the stuff that's in your inventory. It, quote, this is its own wording, spoils all food and inventory of the target and their party. It only costs 150 points in chat. That's not very much. It's got a 10-minute cooldown. Not very much. I'm turning that one off. Again, that's one of my, I'm pretty much on board for almost all of these. That's one of the ones that I'm not in love with. I'm sure there, and it's great that it's an option for people. Someone might love it. I even the first night I played with it, and we had a couple people spoil our food, I was in very good spirits about it on stream. And even at the time, I was like, yeah, this is iffy, right? Like, it pushes the boundaries of what isn't fun. I'm glad they have it. It's easy enough to turn it off. But it is probably, I would argue, one of the least fun or sexy, engaging ones that are there. I'd much rather have people turn off my melee ability when I need it most instead of spoiling my food. So what happened is we had about, I'd say in a 2-hour game period, we had 3 people spoil the food in our inventory. We had enough food. We were at a, we're playing with the Wasteland mod. So we have a vault, tech vault from Fallout. We're living in Vault 101, really swanky. We want to get other people to come and join us on a public server. We have a subscription thing up on the Revelator Podcast Network. If you guys want to subscribe, there's bonus content, episodes, and access to our exclusive like sub server. So get up there, get on that. That'd be great. We want to host a big Fallout vault though, because it had like 10 bedrooms in it. And I really want to get people living in this vault. It was literally huge. Like one of the biggest, it was the biggest underground structure I've ever seen in the game. That was easily put it that way. By leaps and bounds. Like, I think you could probably fit all of the other sizes of underground natural, you know, base game structures into that one. It was crazy. Where was I going? Anyway, they spoiled our inventory food like crazy. It was pretty bad. What we learned to do at the time was leave your food in the vehicle and not have it in your inventory. I have shut it off, though, this new game. It just doesn't, that's an iffy one. The mod ability was something I wanted to touch on quickly. I remember that. I wanted to say it would be great if, and it might already be open to modders. If it's not, I'd love to see modders be able to add things to this list. I'm going to assume that they gave them some of those tools, but not totally sure. The one that comes to my mind, though, because we're playing with the Wasteland mod, we have super mutants from the Fallout universe. They're running around like big, big, super tough bad guys. I'd love for people to be able to summon those to our locations late game. Again, you know, let the modders do with the system as they will. Get in there, have fun with it. I would guess, knowing Fun Pimps, it probably is open, but can't be certain. Let's see. Action history. Moving on the list here. Action history. We're still within the Twitch settings that you get to through the cog menu. This is a new tab across the top. Action history is showing blank for me right now because I'm logged in. There's nothing here. What we're looking at, though, is a list of viewer commands. So you can actually go back within the game and see what viewer commands activated. Really, really nice. You know, Fun Pimps, one thing that could be super helpful in this list, just assuming they're all listening eagerly, but one thing that would be great, and I do not think I've seen this yet, failed commands would be lovely. So if a player puts in an accurate command that the bot's like, hey, I know what that is, it would be great for it still to appear in this list, even if it didn't fire. Especially if it gives us an explanation for why. That would be really helpful. I don't think I've seen that. If it's in there, apologies. You even have a search button in there, which is really nice. Or some sort of search box at the top. Then there's a leaderboard. I want to see if I can read this leaderboard thing to you guys. Probably in this. Ooh, there's talk of safe zones. Like if you're in a safe zone, your little thing on the screen is going to say it. That would be like if you're near a bedroll boundary or a land claim. Actually, it says safe zones are the trader and land claims. They offer protection from bad spawn actions. The status on the screen would change to safe when you're inside those bounds. This should not be confused with the pause button that pauses all actions. So you can actually manually pause these anytime you want as well. Like if people are summoning things while you're AFK'd or something like that and it's becoming a problem, you could pause actions. But also, if you are in a safe zone, like land claim, they can only summon positive buffs your way. So crates, like repair crates, or, you know, utility crates, book crates, all that'll spawn in. I do believe the buff should work in there. I think I saw a glitch, though. There was one that was like a positive buff that people couldn't fire off. Oh, and for the sake of saying it aloud, there was something yesterday that wouldn't spawn for someone in chat. They were typing it correctly and everything seemed to work. Was it like spawn crawler maybe? No, that worked. Huh. They were spawning something on me that wasn't working or trying to. Oh, I noticed that spawn coyote wasn't working. That might be the one that might be it. Okay, where's the pimp points commands? I want to talk to you guys about that. That's at least the next, we talked progression. Oh, I didn't know this. Players can type in hashtag GS, standing for game stage, GS, into chat, hashtag GS, and it will tell them the game stage. It says progression mode is tailored towards a more traditional 7 days to die gameplay experience, which is good. That's what I like. But if you want to mess it up, oh, go for it. Just do it. Mess it up. Play with it crazy. Like, it'll be a whole different game and it's going to be fun, I'm sure. Cooldowns give a necessary break from bad actions in order to play the game while allowing chat to participate. Each bad spawn action fills up the cooldown bar. Oh, is that what that is? See, they did such a great menu and UI thing that is, I've played with this already twice on Twitch, if not three times, and I didn't get all the details. It says each bad spawn fills up the cooldown bar. This will start a timed cooldown where viewers can still earn points and still use good actions. As your game stage increases, the cooldown points pool also increases, allowing viewers to activate more bad spawns. Okay, so early game stage, people may not be able to summon in a lot of bad guys at you because it's going to max out that cooldown bar and trigger the cooldown. However, as you get further in the game, that cooldown, like the pool is going to get bigger because your game stage is higher, meaning you can kill more bad guys, meaning your viewers are going to be activating more bad spawns, like it says. Cooldown presets can be configured, so you can change all that. That might actually explain the ones that didn't work for me. So the ones that I thought that weren't working because of a potential glitch may actually have just been the bar up there on cooldown. There is a party actions thing. It says all teammates that are in your party are eligible to be targeted by actions. Most debuffs or buffs will affect all party members by default. What else we got here? Can opt out of them. Safe zones. The pimp pot. I don't see this in here, and I apologize if I'm totally missing it. But the pimp pot, was that in the main options? Let me go back to that one. It is. Aha. So the pimp pot. You set it to see if the pimp pot's even used, because you can enable it or disable it. Special points, you can disable it, or PP. Okay, so you actually get to choose what sort of points they win. The pimp pot is the, it's a way of kind of gambling, where the people that kill you in game, whoever kills you with a spawn, it grows every command that's been used. So this pimp pot grows and grows and grows the points. And the one lucky winner kills you will get all those points. And that displays on the screen. So I, in this one, have 354 SP available for grab. So if someone would kill me, they inherit those 354. If I live for a long time and a lot of these buffs and stuff have been thrown at me, a lot of commands have been used, that's going to make it a lot more. So one of mine, I think I was worth over like 1,000 and some points. And so whoever got me in that one got 1,000 and some pimp points or special points. I recommend, it's my recommendation that those should probably be PP. I'm going to change that on mine. I'm going to make them PP, pimp points, because that's going to be specific to the save. Although, I mean, that to me makes more sense. I want to go PP, I think, on that. Pimp points, because it'll be specific to the save that I'm in. And the reason that's it's a weird one is if someone killed me in the last game and they inherit 1,000 points of SP, they could come into this new game and just start dropping things in with the special points. Not that that's going to be bad. I mean, I want people to do that in some ways. But if you gained 1,000 pimp points in the other one, and this character is such a lowbie in comparison, I'm just going to try it out, see how that works. So again, people kill you, they get the pimp pot out of there. That's what that leaderboard kind of goes to showing, I want to say. Let me check on that one too. We're going to go back into the one that's available on screen. So yeah, leaderboard stuff. It shows who successfully defeated the streamer using spawns. That's what your leaderboard is, folks. Hey, I hope this was insightful. If anyone out there is subscribing to this, I know this is a brand new show. Titles in the works. Definitely our picture for the podcast is in the works. What is not in the works is the Revelator Podcast Network. Please go subscribe. Oh my goodness, do we have shows. That would be revelatornetwork.com/podcast is a great link. /subscribe is a great link. revelatornetwork.com. It's got all that stuff. We got a blog up there. So what goes on? What are we looking at? Revelator Network's got, we got paranormal shows like Chaos and Shadow. Got my friend's show up there, Pagan's Witchy Corner. We have the Stellaris Emergency Broadcast for people that play Stellaris. We've got Kyle's Valheim Bulletin for people that play Valheim. Freaking love it. If you love 7 Days, you're probably going to love Valheim too. Different universe, but very fun building, killing sort of thing. What else we got? I used to have Kyle's Communist Book Club. I haven't done that in a little while. That'd be the five shows that are there. Now we have this one. The Communist Book Club's probably going to go on hiatus. I haven't had time for that one so much. It involves a lot of reading. Oh, we're courting a sponsorship with Manscaped here coming into the month of June. What that means is that we need to sell a certain amount of products before they offer us an actual, like, legit kind of year-long sponsorship, I think. If you want to help with that, KVB is the code. KVB, like Kyle's Valheim Bulletin. B as in boy. KVB at checkout. 20% off of manscaped.com. Gives you free shipping. Like I said, most of all, it helps us grow. The products are legit. Like, this is not a, this is me telling you about a sponsorship, but this is not a sponsor spot. Like, they're not actually, they don't even know I'm doing this to tell people. Like, I'm raising awareness. Please help us out. Go check out those products. They gave me a legit one in the mail. They gave me the Lawnmower 4.0. It's a crazy awesome razor. It's got USB charging capabilities. So you just plug it in, no fancy connectors or proprietary cabling and all that crap. This one is all just super easy to use right out of the box. Well packaged, KVB at checkout. Help the network grow. Share the show though. Get some friends involved. If you want to, if you have people you play with, especially that, if you have tips and tricks you'd like me to talk about, yeah, you can DM me on, you can follow me. I would say I'm iffy about seeing at tweets on Twitter, so that might not be the best way to submit a topic, but I am on Twitter at Kyle Paranormal. We are on Twitch. I will totally talk and like read your stuff and all that on Twitch. Please, please, anytime. Kyle Paranormal there, Kyle Paranormal on YouTube, though I haven't really uploaded there lately. The big one is our Gilded server. That's the one to really walk away with. That and the subscribing on the website. Those are the two things I've been really hammering home for folks. The Gilded server is gilded.gg/RPN. It is like Discord on steroids with a good dev team. That's the big kicker. It's like Discord, but with a good dev team. They are very involved, very active. It has so many more features than Discord, but it's got the same kind of look and familiar feel. No limits on your emotes and all that. Again, this isn't sponsored. None of this is officially sponsored. I'm just literally in love with the server. So join us. What you got to do though is hit the apply button. It's super simple. You just type out, you click some links of what shows you like or click some drop downs and lets me know and we add you into the server. We'll get you in the 7 Days to Die channel. You can join us on any, you know, gaming and servers that we do. If you're a subscriber, like I said, on the RPN site, revelatornetwork.com/subscribe, get in on that. We're even moving to a haunted HQ this summer to grow the network. It's going to be super cool. Doing a restoration team there, fixing up a haunted house in the boonies of Western PA, Pennsylvania. Join us for that in Chaos and Shadow. Doing some cool Hemisync stuff over there, which is all about like exploring the mind. Man, we got cool stuff coming. Experiments. We did a virtual seance last weekend. It was super successful. There's such cool stuff coming out. I just can't even tell it all. This is going to be 30 minutes of just promo. I will leave you. Welcome to the very first episode. Pardon any dust, any dirt, any whatever that's here. Dust it off in the meantime. Share it with friends. Let me know what you think. And most of all, 5-star reviews. We shout those out. So drop some on iTunes. That's Apple Podcasts. You could do on, I don't know, who else lets you do that? That's the big one. Yeah. Apple reviews. Hey, oh, if you're on Audible, the show should be eventually up on Audible and Amazon's website too. I know Audible lets you do ratings, so check that out. Check out the other shows. Drop some ratings. 5 stars are lovely. Shout those out. Help us grow the network. Stay safe, folks. Don't get eaten by any zombies. And remember, folks, in game, always take your full bottle of pop and pills, even for the lightest of abrasions. Just the whole freaking bottle. Okay. Don't do that IRL. Stay safe. Love you all. Goodbye. Are you enjoying listening to the Revelator Podcast Network? Support this show and others by going to revelatornetwork.com. We've got 5 shows and growing with Chaos and Shadow, Pagan's Witchy Corner, Kyle's Communist Book Club, Kyle's Valheim Bulletin, and Stellaris Emergency Broadcast. We've got something covered for the occult lovers, the gamers, and soon to be many, many more. Make sure you subscribe to that blog while you're there. Don't miss out on our newsletter if you become a member. We're doing ad-free feeds, bonus audio episodes, member badges, and roles on our exclusive Gilded server. Find everything you need at revelatornetwork.com.